A short investment of time can yield game-changing results. 10 minutes to Tranquility from Dr. Rod Parsley will give you supernatural strength and comfort through the power of the Holy Spirit. Begin and end each day with the peace that passes all understanding. Learn the keys by requesting your free copy of 10 Minutes to Tranquility. Call or visit rodparsley.com.
Your destiny centers on being a true world changer. It requires access to a specific anointing coupled with superior education.
Why wait? Start your journey to be a world changer on a campus where fun meets purpose. With new scholarships just added and federal financial aid for qualifying students, it's never been easier to become the world changer God has called you to be. Call the number on your screen or visit valorcollege.edu. Valor Christian College, where world changers are made.
Psalm 107, verse 20. He sent his word, and his word healed them and delivered them from all of their destruction. Now, you got a word thing. So when you use that word enough, you will hear it. Hearing comes by the word, out the mouth gate, in the ear gate, and it will drop into your belly as a rhema word. And when you speak it out, it will become the thing. Stand up, Miss Diana. Miss Diana was used of God to invite a young woman to turn in her application to be a teacher at Harvest Preparatory School. She invited a young woman whose name is Caitlin. Stand up, Miss Caitlin. I don't know I've ever seen mother and daughter look so alike. And I first said, are you two sisters? Because they truly look like sisters. And Lori said, I will love you forever. You may be seated. So let me tell you what happened with them. On July the 23rd, they decided to come to Columbus to look for housing for Caitlin to be a teacher at Harvest Preparatory School. Mom and dad from West Virginia. That particular Sunday, I remember it was one of those, I believe we had four or five of them in a row where I never actually got to preach. And I kind of just interrupted today to carve myself out of space, you know, because that anointing this morning was so rich and so sweet, and it doesn't come free. So let's thank the people that paid the price for it. And we thank you for coming in an attitude of expectation, because the breeding ground of every miracle is the arena of expectation. So they were here, and I didn't know them. I didn't know about them, but Lori had been in a situation where she had to have surgery on her neck and spine, and they put, you know, steel plate in, they put screws in, they did all that kind of thing. And she'd been in terrible pain for 4 years. She was unable to turn to the side. If she wanted to look at Pastor Chris, she would have to turn from the waist. So she was basically paralyzed in that whole area of her body. She didn't have any range of motion at all. So they were standing down here, and although she couldn't, she shot her hands up in the air to worship. And she said when she did that, she heard a sound. She didn't feel anything. She heard a sound. And she said it was audible. She said she heard that in her ears above the worship. And she said, I turned around to see what was going on, and there wasn't anything there. But she said, immediately, all that pain left her. She said, Pastor Rod walked over in front of them And when he said a word, it was like a bolt of lightning. Stand up, my brother. White hair and beard, I know your name. It's just not coming to me. Stage 4 cancer. Not after today. Come here. Come here. I just saw him. I wish I had a shouting church. I wish I had a praying church. I wish I had a believing God church. Call unto me and I will answer thee. I will show thee great and mighty things which thou knowest not. He's the same yesterday, today, and forever. I'm gonna try again. Because I'm looking for somebody to let that hell-bound, desperate, dying, diseased, destitute world out there know there's still faith on earth. Now, you do not pray cancer away. Rhymes help you remember. Say, I do not pray cancer away. Stop it. Stop it. Religion never healed anybody. Faith heals everybody. A word thing. Meaning, when you get to the maturity level, to understand your own ability through living a holy life and speaking God's words, not yours. Your words are not words, they're word things. So when you speak it, it is. You're not describing it. You're creating it. So every time you say, I'm depressed, you create it. Every time you say, I can't, you nullify the creative capability of God within you. Wow. I'm walking softly right now. All that to simply say you don't pray cancer away. You don't pray cancer away. You don't pray cancer away. You cast cancer out. What? Okay, why? Because your body is the temple, the dwelling place, the habit. Oh, it's coming on you right now. I see cancer cells shriveling right now just because of the words I'm saying. They're shriveling and dying. They're going back to their overlord, and they're telling him they ran into the blood, they ran into the word, and they are defeated. Ah, God. You cast cancer out. Why? Because it is an invasive species.
Right, yes, sir. Right.
I just planted 240 trees, and before I planted them, I got in the internet, and I studied everything I could about those particular trees. I found out that there are invasive species a bacteria that will destroy those trees. Invasive meaning it's not supposed to be there. I dare you to just, it's not supposed to be there. Would you get that? Stop saying my cancer, my arthritis, my backache, my headache. Stop! You're a believer.
That's right.
We are not denying those things exist. We're denying their right to stay where God said they could not. Say, my body is the temple of the Holy Ghost. I rebuke every invader. Get out of God's temple. Get out of God's temple. Wait a minute. So, this precious lady shot her hands up in the air, not expecting anything but to glorify God in the presence of the Holy Ghost under the anointing. She shoots her hands up in the air, hears a loud bang, and suddenly realizes her pain is gone. She's in the car afterwards, and Lori, the mom's daughter, Caitlin, says to her, Caitlin says to Lori, hey, I love this. Because she's obviously heard me conduct miracle healing and victory services before. Because she's telling her mom as they're driving back to West Virginia, Mom, do something you couldn't do. And she's been doing it ever since. For the first time in 4 years. I got a word thing. What do you need? Tell me something you need. Nobody needs anything. Let's go home. What? Healthy kidneys. Who said that? Somebody said healthy kidneys. I heard it. Where? Back there. Healthy kidneys. Okay, I'm going to give you a word thing. He sent his word, Psalm 107, verse 20. He sent his word, and his word healed them and delivered them from all of their destruction. Now, you got a word thing. So when you use that word enough, you will hear it. Hearing comes by the word, out the mouth gate, in the ear gate, and it will drop into your belly as a rhema word. And when you speak it out, it will become the thing. Some of y'all had so much jiving and shucking, you can't get anything past the surface. This is life-changing. This will turn you around. This will move you into a different neighborhood. This will put healing power in your hand. This will cause joy unspeakable and full of glory to spring up out of your belly. Say, I got a word thing. I got a word thing. Other than healing, somebody tell me something you need. If you need to go home, you can, but you'll miss a blessing. What? Diana? You want $1 billion. You want a word thing? Luke 6:38. Give. It shall be. Now look, you look at her funny and say, I'm believing for $1 billion. I'm going to agree with her because I know the tithe on $1 billion. Is $100 million. But you don't know her, and I do. She came to me, Pastor, I'm bankrupt. We're facing bankruptcy. We're going to lose our home, our automobile, we're going to lose everything. I said, you ain't going to lose nothing, because I'm about to give you a word thing. And then their business went that year into the multiple millions. Don't ask her for money, because she won't lend it to you. Stop lending people money. The minute you lend to them, you're in covenant with them. Woman came to me last week. I don't know what I'm going to do. I'm facing losing everything. Why? Well, I co-signed on two loans for somebody, and they didn't pay it. Well, I hate to tell you, but as sweet as I can, you're a knucklehead. You don't go usury for anybody. Now, give stuff away. Like, I won't buy you a car, but if God told me to, I'd give you one. I've given away eight. Three of them brand new. So I'm not talking to you about something I don't live. I live this way. Be seated. Where'd you get your car? I gave it to you. You just happened to be sitting there. Bill, where'd you get your new truck? I gave it to you. Who gave you the one before that? I did. You Bible college students sitting there saying, well, yeah, naturally he'd give it to them or them. Well, also gave a brand new one, brand new. Brand new, less than 1,000 miles on it. $75,000 vehicle to a Bible college student.
I remember.
Remember that night?
Yes, sir.
My wife had written a note 6 months before that and put it in her purse. When your husband says thus and so from the pulpit, give that car to thus and so. I didn't know it. I said it. She started screaming, got in her purse, and read it. Right? I said, well, who are you giving it to? And she pointed to a young man. He was sitting right back there. It was a Sunday night. It's good to come to church on Sunday night. It was a Sunday night. And I described the car to him. He started screaming. Ran to Jude Hall at Valor Christian College. Pulled off his mirror a picture of that exact car. Same color, same equipment, same year. God's a wonder. I said, God's a wonder. Woo. Now, Lord, make this their word. Their word. Give them a word thing. Exercise their faith. Build them up. Encourage them. Strengthen them. Let them know that you are not a man that you should lie. And we give you the glory for it now in Jesus' name. Amen. I said amen. I said amen. I said amen. I said so be it. I said thank you, Jesus. I said bless the Lord. I said hallelujah. I said thank you, Jesus. Well, today, because of the investment of your time, because of the openness of your spirit, I believe that a God kind of miracle has taken place in your life. Here's what I believe happened during this broadcast of your breakthrough. I believe that a Logos word took that 18-inch drop from your mind and your ear gate, took that 18-inch drop into your spirit and became a rhema word, a living and life-giving word where all things are possible to you because you believe. You're blessed. You're highly favored. So you can make a kingdom difference in someone else's life. And today, you can bring a ray of hope, and I don't use the word hope lightly, to the refugees who have been forced to leave their homes during this Christmas season. It's happening across the Horn of Africa, in Sudan, in South Sudan, in Ethiopia, in Somalia, war and raging famine has produced such hopeless conditions, they're unimaginable to us, that so many have only the tattered clothes on their backs. That's all of their possessions. And they have nothing at all to feed their starving children. In the United States, most of us have never ever experienced the emotional, the physical suffering of being a refugee. But our Savior knew. Jesus, you understand, was a refugee before the age of 2. King Herod sought to kill him. An angel warned Joseph and Mary. They fled to Egypt. Isaiah 58 urges you and me to share our food with the hungry and to provide the poor wanderer shelter. You know, right now, your generous Bridge of Hope gift during this celebration, this Christmas season, will do just that. So I'm asking you, won't you please help me provide 150,000 meals? That's right, 150,000 life-sustaining meals. And double the impact of your gift today. Our $50,000 Hunger Crisis Matching Challenge Fund will maximize your gift today. $48. Really, the price of just one Christmas gift will provide enough food to feed 16 children for an entire month. Now hear me. I know you have a generous heart this time of year. $96 will feed an entire classroom of starving children. You know, as your family gathers together at your beautiful God-provided home to celebrate the birth of the Lord Jesus, won't you remember those who have no home? Some of you, I believe, are being led by the Lord today to give a very, very special $300 holiday gift. And here's why. That gift will double in impact. And that $300 gift will help us save and feed 100 children for an entire month. What a tremendous act of unselfish love to celebrate the birth of Jesus. Won't you pick up that cell device? It's right there near you. You can call 24 hours a day, or you can sit down and rush your letter to me, or just click on rodparsley.com. Break the yoke, set the oppressed free, and on behalf of those whose lives will be saved, I wish you and your family a very Merry Christmas.
A deadly consolidation of conflict and climate has escalated an already dire situation in Ethiopia, Somalia, and South Sudan. The hunger crisis in the Horn of Africa is expected to expand to 25 million more children and families before the end of the year. That's why Bridge of Hope has established an emergency hunger crisis matching challenge. Help us rush 150,000 meals to save the lives of desperate families who find it nearly impossible to put food on the table. The Horn of Africa is suffering. Starvation rates are growing, and your immediate Bridge of Hope holiday gift will double in impact. $48 doubles to help feed 16 children for a month. $96 doubles to help feed 32 children. These little ones often suffer the most. Their emaciated bodies are too weak to fight off infection and disease. Help them by calling with your most generous holiday gift to these families left with nothing more than the tattered clothes on their backs. Put your gift to immediate use by clicking on rodparsley.com. This crisis is far from over. Help us double our relief efforts this holiday season.
You know, while the Lord Jesus was on this earth, he focused on the worth of a precious little child. He admonishes you and I to do exactly the same, to allow a child to suffer, to die because of hunger and famine, in the eyes of our Father must be a great, great injustice. Jesus himself took time away from the thronging crowds and the schedule to demonstrate his love, his compassion, hear me, for children. He, of course, is our example. What would Jesus do? Well, we must not do anything less. There are 65 million children and families clinging desperately to life in the Horn of Africa. And I have ministry partners on the ground right now, ready to respond, ready to help. When you make a decision to help and you respond, let me encourage you right now, please call right now. Your cell device is always very close. Call with your very best Bridge of Hope gift, $48 or more, and do what's right in the eyes of our Father. I want to thank you as you open your Christ-like heart of compassion this Christmas season. And I'm praying that every good and perfect gift from the Father of lights will be evident in your home and among all those you love. I'll be here next time, just as we have been now for 40 years, on Your Breakthrough.
Thank you for all those that have responded with a generous holiday gift to Bridge of Hope. Your generosity will mean that starving children in South Sudan, Ethiopia, and Somalia will live and not die. 65 million are now in the highest levels of an expanding hunger emergency. The scope of this crisis demands a broad and rapid response. Bridge of Hope has partners on the ground ready to rush food and emergency aid to those that so desperately need it. Your gift of only $48 will double in impact to help feed 16 children for a month. A gift of $1,000 will help feed 300 children. Every gift is appreciated and will demonstrate the love of God this holiday. Call or click on rodparsley.com. Thank you.
Celebrating 50 years of ministry, this is Breakthrough with Rod Parsley. This broadcast is made possible because of the faithful monthly support of Revival Covenant Partners. Thank you. To learn more, visit rodparsley.com.